this year's fund drive, we were asked to consider the history of the church, begun 7 generations ago, and to consider what the church means to us and our support in sustaining it forward another 7 generations. Well, looking back on my family's history, 7 generations is a very long time. I'm only a second generation American, with all 4 of my grandparents having come through Ellis Island less than 100 years ago from the Ukraine and Russia. I don't think anyone in my family can trace our ancestry back beyond my great-grandparents, who must have been very forward-thinking and extremely brave enough to leave everything they knew and come to a new world. And when they came, they lived near other relatives and similar immigrants in New York City, creating new communities among people like themselves. What this church means to me is community. From the first few times coming here in the fall of 1984, after moving here from Ohio, we found immediate connections among the congregation, a shared sense of values, a shared appreciation for our individual spiritual journeys, a shared sense of appreciation of music and art, a shared inclusive perspective on theology, and a shared sense of humor and appreciation for the absurd. And I'm wearing 2 pins which are meaningful to me. Fun is my spiritual path, says one of them. And blessed are they who can laugh at themselves, for they will never cease to be amused. And I think the sense of humor in this community is also very important to me. And amazingly, my husband Wes and I discovered that even though his Catholic background and my Jewish background really came together within the same Unitarian Universalist spirituality, and we share this community. The larger community of the congregation also includes within it smaller, very important communities, such as the choir, a community that nurtures my musical self, the annual auction, that allows me to express my comedic self and my penchant for dress-up. The Denominational Connections Committee that allows me to express my creative and project manager self. I have an idea. Let's make a new banner. So we did. I arranged the people to do the work, and it hangs in the back. That was a little sense to my husband, who doesn't like my project manager self at home. The collective community of this church has nurtured me as a whole individual and provided many opportunities to stretch my mind, to focus my outreach, to center my inreach, to impart these values to my children, and to connect with a community of very caring friends. Especially now, being unemployed, frustrating, looking for a job, or not sure should I be more of a self-employed freelancer, this is a place I know I can come and feel valued. I cannot imagine life in Nashville without the support of a fine community like this. And even though I couldn't begin to imagine what life in Nashville would be like 7 generations from now, I want to do what I can so that others who come through its doors can feel as welcome as I have.